every time there is a group of people in my church or in my circle that wants to start a Bible study, almost invariably they want to study Revelation. That's because people want to know, I would like to know, when the end is. Jesus said that no one knows the time when the Son of Man comes, but he told us that he was coming again. And I don't want to get into the prophecy or anything like that, but this is what I know. Jesus is coming back again, and he's going to come on the clouds with great glory and majesty, and he is going to rescue his church out of this world, and he's going to bring fearsome judgment upon this world because they hate God and because they have refused the sacrifice of the Son of God. There's forgiveness for sins. There's the Holy Spirit for everyone who becomes a child of God. It's there for the asking. It's there to receive by faith. But those who reject the gospel will face terrible retribution. And those of us who are following Jesus Christ, whether we die before he comes or whether we're living when he comes, will be given a new body, a new existence with the Lord. This is what we believe. Listen to what the angel said to the people who are gathered about when Jesus ascended into heaven. It's found in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they looked, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, look, two men stood beside them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Well, there it is, the promise again. This is as much a part of our Christian faith as anything about creation, about faith, about Jesus, about grace, about the resurrection, is that Jesus is coming again, and I'm looking forward to that. Maybe today, be ready. Father, help me, O Lord, that I may be ready for Jesus' return. I will have nothing to be ashamed of, but His grace will be with me, and my heart will be with the heart of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will be the guide in my life. Help me, O Lord, today to live and follow the Holy Spirit so that I may always be ready for Jesus' return. In Jesus' name, amen.